disunity, division, disagreement, strife, confusion. Divide and conquer has worked before in history. Satan is the author of confusion, which is disunity. The Spirit of God brings unity. We are all one in Christ. There is nothing wrong with this country which would not be fixed were the Spirit of God invited into each American's life. He, the Holy Spirit, enabled this country to come into being. He, the Holy Spirit, has sustained it through the years. He, the Holy Spirit, is the only one who can heal it. We receive the Spirit of God through the new birth made possible by faith in Christ Jesus, God in the flesh. If you are not already a Christian, become a part of the solution by, number one, confessing out loud that Jesus is Lord, and number two, believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. When you do this, you will become a new spirit being in the kingdom of God. Then find a grace and faith church to lead you into discipleship. For those of you who are already Christians, it is time to man up by stirring up the gift that is in you. Begin to observe everything that the Lord has said. With your testimony of Christ Jesus and his precious blood, you will be an overcomer. You will make an impact in every person's life you touch. When all of us become disciples, we will see the gates of hell fall. In case you don't know already, the gates of hell keep lost souls locked inside. By prevailing against them, we will enter Satan's domain and set those who are captive free. In case you don't know who is inside the walls of hell, it is those who have not retained God in their knowledge. Atheists and agnostics, along with those who, for all practical purposes, ignore the God they profess to believe in. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. In case you think I'm talking about dead people, I am not. We have no impact on dead people. The people that we can impact are alive, and yet they are in spiritual hell on earth. Jesus told us to set the captive free. Every person who has not confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior is a captive of hell. If they die in that condition, there's no more hope for them. So let's labor in Christ's field, which are white with harvest. The night is coming when none of us can work. And think about this, Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.